The richest 10% hold 90% of the wealth due to their investments. The 80-20 rule says that 80% of our success comes from 20% of our efforts. But when it comes to money, it's more like the 90-10 rule. 10% of people have 90% of the wealth. This pattern is common in many areas of life. For example, in Hollywood, a few actors make most of the money, while many others wait tables between roles. The same happens in sports, music, and investing. According to a Wall Street Journal article, 10% of people own 90% of all the shares in the U.S. One reason the wealthy can build so much wealth is that some investment opportunities are only available to them. For instance, when the author was younger and didn't have much money, he asked his rich friends if he could join their business deals. They couldn't let him, not because they didn't want to help, but because it would have been illegal. In the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission restricts certain investments to accredited investors, those with a net worth of $1 million or an annual income of $200,000. These regulations are meant to protect individuals from risky investments that could lead to major financial losses. However, they also mean that people with less money are excluded from some of the best investment opportunities available to wealthier individuals. To break into the top 10% and access these opportunities, you'll need to understand how wealthy people think and approach investing. Start by thinking like wealthy people to become rich. Get an education, work hard, save money. Then you'll be fine. This advice is often given to people and comes from parents as well. However, while this approach may help you stay stable, it's unlikely to make you rich. To build significant wealth, the rich don't rely on working a single job until retirement. Instead, they invest in businesses and other opportunities. This is because employees generally have less money to invest due to the tax system. For example, to save $1,000 from your salary, you need to earn more due to taxes. To save that $1,000, you might need to earn about $1,300. Moreover, inflation reduces the value of your savings over time, and you'll also pay taxes on any interest earned. Business owners have a financial advantage because they can invest using pre-tax earnings. They buy assets before paying taxes, which leaves them with more money to invest. On the other hand, employees save from their taxed income, making it harder for them to invest in wealth-building assets. This system creates a situation where it's more challenging for employees to become wealthy since they have to pay a significant portion of their earnings in taxes first. Additionally, investing often carries less risk than being an employee. In today's job market, a lifelong stable job is rare. Employees can be fired at any time, and when a company cuts jobs, its stock price often goes up. Therefore, being an investor can be less risky compared to depending on a job for financial security. Financial literacy can lead to wealth and financial success. It's important to grasp the difference between assets and liabilities. Many people confuse these terms, but getting them right can help you make smarter financial choices. For example, people often call their home an asset, but that's not always correct. An asset is something that brings in money, whereas a house with a mortgage can be a liability because it requires ongoing expenses like mortgage payments, fees, and insurance. If you have a house worth $200,000 but owe $150,000 on the mortgage, money is flowing out of your pocket rather than in. This means your house is more of a liability until you sell it for a profit. Understanding this distinction helps clarify why rich people might seem better at managing their finances. They know what counts as a true asset. Understand key financial metrics for smart tech investments. When considering investments, such as buying shares in a tech company, knowing financial terms like the debt-to-equity ratio and return on equity is essential. Just looking at the share price isn't enough to determine if it's a good investment. Becoming familiar with these financial concepts can help you make informed decisions. The better you understand them, the less risky investments will appear. Investors have varied skills and attitudes depending on their type. When we think of investors, we often picture Wall Street bankers in suits or busy traders shouting on the trading floor. But investor actually covers a wide range of people, from bond traders to business founders. The two main types of investors are accredited and qualified investors, and both are typically outside the core business operations. Accredited investors are wealthy individuals with high incomes who meet legal requirements, allowing them access to a broad range of investment opportunities. Qualified investors are also wealthy but are distinguished by their advanced financial knowledge. They can analyze financial statements and understand market trends. Despite their wealth and expertise, both types of investors generally have limited control over their investments. They can buy shares and benefit financially, but they don't have much say in how their assets are managed. Inside investors build their businesses, like a real estate agency or a tech startup, rather than just buying assets. This business can become a valuable asset itself, providing income or a potential sale opportunity. To be a top investor, an inside investor must use the experience gained from building their own business to evaluate other companies from the outside. If you're not rich yet, invest from within or start a business. Many people think, "I could never start my own business." However, just 120 years ago, 85% of Americans were independent farmers or small shop owners. In other words, most people were business people, and you can be one too. Anyone can start a business and potentially become wealthy. While becoming an accredited investor requires already having wealth, starting a business only needs a bit of creativity. For example, a child once started a business with nothing more than a good idea. He saw that a local store was throwing away old comic books and convinced them to let him take them. He then set up a comic library, charging his school friends a 10-cent membership fee. With just a simple idea, he turned discarded comics into a profitable venture. One reason many people hesitate to start a business is due to time and money concerns. You need to pay bills and don't want to quit your job, so finding time to start a business seems difficult. Start a business part-time. Starting a business part-time is possible, and many successful business leaders did just that. For example, Michael Dell launched Dell Computers while working part-time from his university dorm. He eventually became so successful that he decided to drop out. Jeff Bezos also started Amazon part-time in his garage, and now his company is worth over $500 billion. Imagine if he hadn't taken that step in his spare time. Once your business is up and running, you have several options. You can invest the money it makes into other assets, expand and sell the business, or even take it public. These options can lead to wealth that you might not achieve as an employee. Everyone has the potential to start a business, even if you're not sure how. Master leadership and teamwork to build a successful business. Bill Gates didn't create the software that made him a billionaire. Instead, he bought it from a team of programmers. Gates' success came from his ability to build a strong business, not from inventing the product itself. To build a successful business, you need to focus on three main things. First, you must have a clear mission that guides your business. Henry Ford is a great example of this. His goal wasn't just to make money, although he did make a lot. Ford aimed to make cars affordable and available to everyone, a vision he pursued with determination. By focusing on this mission, he achieved great financial success. Having a clear, guiding mission that aligns with your financial goals can help keep your business on track. Second, every leader needs a team. Whether you're an accountant, an insurer, or a lawyer, you can't do everything alone if you want your business to succeed. Successful business leaders understand that investing in their team pays off, often leading to greater success. Third, every team needs a leader. From military experience, we know that troops won't follow a poor leader. Being a leader means more than just being skilled yourself, it's about helping others to be their best. How can you develop leadership skills? One effective method is to volunteer. Many groups struggle to find people willing to take on leadership roles. By stepping up to lead in your workplace, community, or religious group, you can get valuable feedback and learn how to improve your leadership abilities. Every successful entrepreneur excels in communication and sales. Raising capital, advertising, negotiating, motivating your team, and making sales all require strong communication skills. To become a better communicator, consider joining a sales training program. Network marketing organizations often offer excellent programs, and sticking with one for at least 5 years can significantly improve your ability to convey the value of a product and handle rejection confidently. Mastering these skills will enhance your communication in various business scenarios, including dealing with investors, negotiating deals, and leading your team. In addition to your words, your appearance plays a crucial role in how you're perceived. Research shows that 55% of the impact comes from body language, 35% from vocal tone, and just 10% from the actual words you say. For example, a new bank president was hired mainly because he looked and spoke the part of a bank leader. While the board managed the bank's operations, the president's appearance helped attract new customers. Investing in both your communication skills and appearance is a smart move for long-term success. Mastering business leads to becoming a savvy investor. When you start a business and it's doing well, it's time to think about advanced investing. Instead of sticking with a single income source and facing personal income taxes and full liability for any issues, like a customer suing, a more strategic approach involves separating assets into different entities. For example, owning the restaurant and the building through two separate companies can limit risk. If a lawsuit arises, the real estate is protected, and business expenses like health insurance and legal fees can be deducted before taxes, which are generally lower at the corporate level. Rather than saving a fixed amount annually in a 401k and relying on a modest return, sophisticated investors diversify their investments. They might put money into real estate, stocks, and new ventures, using their business experience and financial education to make smart decisions. This approach allows money to work for them, rather than just working for money. By understanding risks and opportunities better, they achieve greater financial growth. Key points. 1. Seek out exclusive opportunities and invest wisely to build wealth over time. 2. Focus on business investments and smart financial planning instead of just saving your salary. 3. Learn the difference between assets and liabilities to make better financial choices. 4. Understand key financial metrics to make informed decisions and reduce investment risks. 5. Start a side business or project to gain valuable experience and improve your investment skills. 6. Develop leadership and teamwork skills to enhance personal and professional growth. 7. Improve your communication and presentation to positively influence your career and financial success.